Who wants to be first?
You?
You or
me?
Aren't you first or are you last?
Or both.
I think it's both.
No, come on.
But you can go first so we can see what you mean by just doing something in the red
okay.
space. So other people can get the feeling.
See. Okay. I can do that.
You did it good, Chris.
Don't go too far. No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no.
They told me my body was wrong. I was born in a society that told me my body was wrong.
I'm hanging around in a dance studio for the first time in my life. The room is filled with trans people ready to do a dance rehearsal. They are part of a trans-inclusive performance and dance company. It's called 71 Bodies. They are instructed by Daniel Mayblanca.
No, I'm gonna sit down, okay? You wanna sit down? Yeah. Okay. Let's sit down on the floor. This creepy toilet. Okay.
He's the first transgender person ever to be enrolled in the Norwegian National Company of Contemporary Dances.
We did an open call for trans people that wanted to tell their story.
Through his work, he has met around 150 different trans people. He have heard their stories.
I met so much talent, beautiful experiences. I met beauty. And also I understood the need of creating a space exclusive for trans people, to create a safe space where everybody can be themselves and explore themselves and express themselves without feeling that they will be judged or discriminated.
Daniel has collected 9 other trans people to be the main characters for the project in first person.
For me, in first person is about that everybody can explain their own story without filters of people that are not trans. There are beautiful movies, but when there is a trans character in a movie, most of the time the act is by a cisgender person.
A cisgender person is a person who is not trans.
And when the movie is about a transgender person, often is a cisgender director. If you are a trans person, surrounded by cisgender people, there is a dynamic.
The stereotypical story about being a trans person is a story about a man or a woman born in the wrong body. The story ends when the person's body is corrected to be of the other sex. But that story is not covering Daniel Mayblanca's experience. And he don't think that his body is wrong.
In first person, we talk about our stories and there's no other filter than us. So we are trying to create this dynamic, okay? I don't have to, you know, answer questions that I don't have to educate people. I don't have to give explanation. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to hide. I can be myself because I'm surrounded by people that completely understand me because they are going through the same process. So then we can access to a more complex relationships because we don't have to pretend anything. We don't have to perform. We just need to, you know, open ourselves and exist. We are everybody, no?
Yeah. Yes, because Tonya is here and that's it.
Okay. So this trap song is kind of like the idea is to is to make a super cool video clip.
Okay.
Super cool in the sense of like, I know that Ursula will have a lot of comments, but keep it for later. Because technically speaking, we have a lot of challenges.
Are we filming today?
No.
No.
We're just doing a rehearsal.
Just rehearsal.
Yeah. Okay.
So then it's like, okay, so what I visualize is that, for example, one person, I don't know, Isaac, with the sweater of Obey, that there is a moment that Isaac do this in a moment of the song. And then, for example, Coyote, I don't know, like you do like this, you know, and we see the tattoos, and you do like this. And then Barry just like do like this, pa, and look at the camera. And then,
and then I want to be a tree.
And then Bart is just a tree. And then Krister, I don't know, I was thinking that maybe you can remove the hair like this and do like pa pa pa. Stuff like this. It's a video clip and it has to be like fun. Yeah, flashy,
wow.
Fun, sexy, and then Judith suddenly, you know, like, you do something like this. I don't know. We have to try some things today. This is the song. It's not finished yet, but at least it's the frame.
I was born in a society that told me my body was wrong. Was wrong.
I'm watching a person loosen a ponytail, swinging it around in circles like seen in a TV commercial for shampoo. The face is bearded and the eyes are calmly closed. It seems like the person is focused on enjoying the movement of the hair from the roots to the tip of every straw. Another one is uprolling the arm on their shirt, gently folding it and giving a flirty gaze at an imaginary audience. Suddenly, it seems like the floor turns into a treadmill. The main character can't keep up with the tempo. One is hitting themselves in the neck, takes one hit, another one, and then fall to the ground. They cover their head, try to reach out after invisible fists, but is hit to the ground again by their own and invisible hands.
What I am aiming for in this video clip, but also in the totality of the project, is to create beauty. My ultimate goal is to talk about trans without talking about trans, but talking about trans from bodies that needs to be heard and understood, from bodies that need to feel desirable, bodies that are going through a very intense experience. So, yeah, this is the way I want to talk about trans, about the possibility and the potentiality of creating another sense of beauty. This might be the title of the song. And this is the beginning, and then there is I was born in a society that told me how to walk, how to sit, how to smile, how to pee, how to shit, how to wake up, how to make up, how to behave, what to obey, how to love, how to fuck, how to cry, and so on and so on and so on. It's pretty much talking about gender as a social construction and how those social constructions oppress everyone, because everyone has a gender. So even if you agree with your birth assignment, even like this, being a cisgender person, you at some point will feel some type of friction into the expectations. So for trans people, I think it's a little bit harder because the expectations are higher. My wish is to propose a journey. So a journey that talks about things that everybody feel, like pain, emotions, excitement, celebration. So we are not just talking about our small experience of being trans, but the whole spectrum of being a human through the transgender perspective.
There are big bodies and tiny bodies. There are strong bodies with female power, and there are tiny bodies full of masculine sensitivity. Every time someone moves, they surprise me with taking their gender expression in a new direction. Daniel instructs his characters onto a red carpet. He's placing them in a big pile. They are filtered into each other like puppies, caressing each other's hair and arms. Eyes are closed, movements calm, bodies relaxed. The song is playing in the background, like in meditation over the society, telling these loving puppies that their bodies are wrong.
What I want is to have a beautiful song with an amazing video clip, made it exclusively by transgender people. Simple like that. Did you ever saw a video clip and a song made it by only trans people? So we are making it.
Thank you.
The project is called In First Person. It's made by 71 Buddies. You can view a part of this project online for free. It's called The House and can be streamed live from the 4th of August till the 15th of August between 7 and 8 p.m. You can find it on 71buddies.com. If you didn't make it for the live stream, fear not. It will be able to watch on demand forever and ever. You can also read more about an upcoming festival and a live show on 71buddies.com. This production was made by me, Andreas Folberg, for Karma Club. The editor at Karma Club is called Tina Simp. The track "I Was Born in a Society That Told Me My Body Was Wrong" is used with special permission from Daniel Mayblanca.